It's episode 85, and we've got plugins for recipes, text boxes, featured images, Instagram, multi-site plugin management, and more. It's all coming your way next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. I'm your host, John Overall. With me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here.
And, you know, I just realized something listening to our intro. You know, there's over 20,000 plugins now, right? I think we have to update.
There are over 21,000.
Yeah. It's about time to update the intro again, I guess.
We'll wait till they hit 20. Well, I should just say, with over 20,000.
Oh, yeah, over 20. See, it says before 20,000, just before. So, at any rate, that's an aside. Random junk here. Yes. Welcome back to the show, and we've got a couple of great things here for you today, as you've heard, and a couple of little housekeeping items. First off, don't forget the podcast can be found on the website, wppluginsa2z.com, where you can find all the show notes about the stuff we talk about. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio. Make sure you go check us out there. It looks like we're getting some nice downloads and traffic from there. It's rather exciting.
Yeah, it looks like we're number one for WordPress on Stitcher.
I like that. And you can find us over at iTunes, where if they ever clean up the iTunes store, we'd probably be number one there too.
Well, with a few more reviews and positive feedback from the listeners out there, I'm sure that we can accomplish that feat rather quickly.
Yeah, that would be great. And of course, we have a little self-promotion because, you know, we do this as a hobby, and it's nice to let folks we actually do work for a living. And so I myself, just to let folks know, I have a WordPress webinar coming up, and that's actually going to be tonight for anyone who actually hears the show this afternoon after it goes live. Other than that, you'll have to just come back and visit the webinar that went on tonight. It's about WordPress plugins, WordPress SEO plugins. And you can also, if you have emergency WordPress needs, you can find me on my website. Just go to wppro.ca/emergency, and you'll get right to my emergency web pages.
Excellent. Well, John, last week I had talked about looking for some joint venture partners. I've gotten a pretty good response from that so far, and I want to keep going with that. So if there are any of you out there, perhaps you may not have heard my announcement last week or last episode, and you are into affiliate marketing and very adept at putting WordPress sites together, have some experience with CSS, XML, feeds, that kind of thing, please email me, marcuscouch@gmail.com. I've got a number of different affiliate projects. In fact, I'm staring at my whiteboard now. I have no less than 17 different projects to work on. So I'm not just looking for one person. There are many different opportunities and openings. And rather than push every project down the road a year and play kick the can with all of my ideas, I'd rather just find some good people to work on some different things with and split it down the middle. So if you're interested in that, give me an email at marcuscouch@gmail.com. Also, delaying the daily plugin video show for one more week. There are some quality issues. I ended up having to upgrade my video card so that I can render it out in a relatively reasonable time. The first show that I actually rendered out took well over 7 hours.
And that's holy a little smokes.
Bit. Yeah, there's a lot God. Of animation and all that stuff. So to render a 5-minute show for 7 hours, I just needed to upgrade the technical capacity here at HQ.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I've done that, just trying to work out some of the sequencing, but I'm very, very pleased with how things have come out thus far. I've been able to squeeze in some kind of WordPress memes and things, so the very expert among us in WordPress will get a very big kick out of some of the animations and transitions that I've done. So be on the lookout for that next week or so. I will definitely announce it on the show when it's ready.
Excellent. Okay, and I have one minor little rant about. I was noticing the other day when I was setting up another new site and reviewing the material for my courses that the profile area of WordPress is badly in need of some upgrading. And one of the things I think they should do, and this is for you, Matt, and if you're listening out there on this show,
is
remove the AIM, which I believe is AOL Instant Messenger, the Yahoo Instant Messenger, and Jabber Google Talk spots. I'm not even sure what they're used for, if anyone ever uses them. Replace it with something useful like Twitter, Google+, Skype, Facebook, anything like that that people are actually using nowadays. You know, I had to go hunt the plugin up so I could actually change those up. And you know, other than that, you have to go hard code it, and you don't want to be hacking the core files because they'll just overwrite you later anyway.
I wonder if there's some symmetry that could happen with that, John, where you register within WordPress what your Twitter is and what your WordPress site is, and then if you're throwing a permalink to somebody else, it also tweets them on the back end as far as...
I don't know.
There's a lot you could do, but I totally agree with you. I think it's time to modernize that particular area. We got Google+, Skype, everything else that we can be using, and it's time that... what do they got to do? Change fields?
That's pretty much it. It's just change the fields and change the text for the fields.
Come on!
It wouldn't be hard.
Matt, give it to us, man. What are you doing?
So, I just don't understand why those are still there. I can't remember the last time. I don't remember ever having an AIM account. I did have an AIM account. Yahoo,
back in 1996.
Yeah, something like that. And Yahoo Instant Messenger, never had. And I'm not even sure what Jabber Google Talk is.
Don't know. Worth some exploring, and I'm sure that there's some people out there. Maybe you want to voice your opinion, too. Just send Matt a little note and say, hey, Matt, let's go here, man. We're individuals. We deserve to exist.
All right, and we do have some wonderful listener feedback this week, and this is coming from Danny Mullen. He's got a question for us, and we'll just go ahead and take it away, Danny.
Hey Marcus, Danny Mullen here from DannyMullen.net. Hey, I just had a question for you. I was wondering, do you know of any plugins that would be kind of like a custom landing page based on your referrer? I know there's one that has like a custom pop-up based on your referrer, but I'm really looking more for a custom landing page. So, you know, if somebody finds you via Google, for example, you would go over to your Google landing page and display something. Where if somebody just linked from, say you had a link on your blog, they might get a different landing page. Anyway, if you have any suggestions, I'd be appreciative. Also, on the authorship plugin, I'm glad you guys had brought up that authorship plugin last week. I was looking for one about 3 months ago when the authorship came out. Still not sure I have all my authorship set up properly, but... I'm going to go ahead and try that plugin and see if I show up any different in Google. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, Danny, thank you for your comment. Completely appreciate that, and I'm glad that you've gotten some usage out of that particular plugin that we brought in last week. The plugin that you're looking for this particular installation and instance is called Redirection, and basically it is used primarily for, you know, 301s and things like that to redirect different things. But in this case, Redirection also has custom pass-throughs, which allow you to pass through a URL to another page. So there could be a way that you could use pass-through on the next page. But the redirection part of this allows you to redirect based on a couple different criteria. If they are logged into the site in a particular way, it goes a redirection that way. You can redirect to random pages if you want to, or you can redirect exactly, which is what your question was, based on the referrer. So try redirection. That's just the name of the plugin. That's the slug for it in the repository, extend/plugin/redirection. So give it a shot. Looks like it's been pretty pretty popular thus far. There's been over 1 million downloads of it. So give it a shot. Let us know how it works.
He's not kidding. That's definitely a great plugin, Danny, and I'm actually using that on a project I just launched so we can reclaim a lot of the old, misguided pages and stuff that have been lost, and it's working wonderful for it. It's also got a nice feature in there that it collects 404 errors for you, and you can sort through those and see if any of them are worth redirecting.
Yeah, that and another final feature is it has full logs of everything. So if you're not quite sure if it's working or not based on your referrer or the location or things like that, you can check the log and see exactly where it's sending things to. So it's very adept to testing and redundancy and things.
So that's all we've got there. And you got anything else there, Marcus?
No, I think that one will do Danny just fine if he can just kind of get over the learning hook.
Okay. Well, time to get into the fun stuff and enjoyable stuff.
Time to rock.
Plug-in time. Plug-in, plug-in, plug-in. Okay, and I've got a couple to the table today, and the first one I've got up here is something simple and straightforward. I was just looking for a simple solution because I was needing to put some text up on my site for my students to be able to cut and paste. And what I went hunting for was a way to do that in a very simple, easy way. This is called Simple Select All Text Box. Very straightforward plugin. You just simply plug it in, turn it on, and then you wrap your text in short code. And when it's displayed on the page, it creates a box that if you mouse over and click it, it automatically selects the text. So all they have to do is Control C, copy it, and then paste it wherever they need it. So I like it. It was straightforward, very simple, had no issues with it. And, you know, I gave it a nice 3 Dragon rating because it's a nice, easy plugin.
That looks pretty cool. Does it have any import capability at all?
Import capability.
In it? Oh, I see. So you just create a text box. Mm-hmm. It does it. So does it save the actual short code that you're using, or how does it do it?
It just wraps your text in the short code, and you got to make sure in the short code you have to tell it how many lines to make the text box.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah,
okay.
If you have to put the parameter in there for how many lines. If you put no parameters, it'll create a text box 3 lines tall. And if you've got 20 lines, well, you should put at least 20 lines in the parameter. They've got it pretty straightforward in the setup of it, tell you exactly how to lay it out.
Great. I'll take a look at that. Well, John, I told everyone a couple weeks ago that I was working on some multi-site stuff, and especially with the video project that I'm working on, I wanted to have a main site and then a sort of a mini repository in the back end and such. So I've been doing a lot of, you know, WPMU stuff, and you know, as I mentioned previously, one of the biggest pet peeves about MU that I don't like is the fact that I can be within one of my child sites.
Yeah.
And I want to put a plugin on there. You know, come on, we're all about plugins, right? We want plugins on our site. I don't want to have to log out of that and go into my network management and do all the rigmarole that you have to do of activating and then waiting if it's going to network activate or do I want it to network activate? Is it going to conflict with another theme down the chain? Mm-hmm. You can tell there's a lot of anxiety going on about this WPMU plugin stuff. So I actually found a plugin called Advanced WPMU Plugin Manager. And man, oh man, this is exactly what we wanted. It's a plugin which enables the network admin or super admin to manage the plugins for individual blogs throughout the multi-site network. Which means I can get in as a super admin and say, yeah, put this redirection plugin that I just told Danny about on site A, site D, and site Z as far as in my network. And it's not exposed to any other site in the network besides those. I had a problem because I was using a particular theme with a plugin that went with one particular theme alone and not with the others. And every time I would go on one of the other sites, it would say, oh, I'm sorry, you need this theme for this plugin to work. So it was very difficult for me to shut it off any other way. So this plugin was definitely the solution for me. What can I say? I'm gonna do this mid-show. I've never done this. I'm going to change my rating. It's 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I have to go with you on that. This last week I launched a WPMU site for a client, And that was one of the issues I was facing, that I actually ended up using that exact same plugin to manage the plugins throughout the site.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And because they had one main theme, and then they had, I think they have 18 child sites, but they're all tied together under one theme. I had the advantage of one theme for the entire system. So I did discover something cool for folks that want to know. There's a wonderful way to share your menu across every single theme. Takes a bit of work. All right, so next plugin I've got here, this one here, is a nice simple way of creating a featured image. Now, one of the things that often happens is if you come in late to the game on some of the featured image themes, you've got stuff going back that doesn't have featured images, or sometimes you get lazy and forget the featured image and you just put one in the post. Well, this is a nice simple plugin that will automatically add featured images to posts and pages depending on the first image that is fixed in the post. It takes that and turns it into your featured image for you. It's a pretty nice and straightforward plugin. You just plug it in, turn it on, activate it. It hasn't been downloaded a whole lot, but looks like it's got a lot of promise. It will allow you to choose to have the featured images added specifically, though, to individual posts, pages, or custom post types whenever they are created. And I had to use this. I can't remember why I had to use this on a website last week when I was fixing up a client's site and we were lacking in featured images and I didn't want to have to go back and recreate them all. So give this plugin a nice 4 Dragon rating. Makes a good use out of it.
That looks very interesting. I'm actually that's very cool, because I actually have something that I use for an import process where I use it from a CSV file, and I have a column that's a featured image, and it doesn't always go into the post the way that I want it to. So I'll try that as a fallback. Maybe it'll grab that first image in the post and rework that for me so I don't have to do all of that. I have a very interesting kind of symmetry piece of plug-in to talk about next, John, which is also image-related, and these two may tie together very nicely. This is called Instagrab. Now, I have a client that frequently takes pictures on the road and when there are trade shows and their displays and some of the people that they meet and such. And we really didn't have a good way. I initially thought, okay, let me just install the WordPress app and let them just send pictures that way. That went disastrously as far as trying to get them to learn how to post and things like that. So this Instagrab plugin basically takes every individual image that you post to Instagram with specific hashtags. Now, this can be you. This can be anybody. This, you know, we could put WordPress as our hashtag, and it's going to make a post out of every image that's posted that has WordPress as the hashtag.
Wow.
So this is good for all you content scrapers, scammers, spammer guys that want to use this.
Sounds like it could also be good if you put a specific hashtag for your own photos.
Exactly. So put something crazy in as the hashtag and hope your friends don't try and punk you and use the hashtag and put some crazy image on your site. But I thought this was a really clever and great plugin. I'm sure it's something that could be good for, you know, complete trade shows. If they have a trade show, maybe they should just tell everybody, just like Twitter, use a specific hashtag on Instagram, and all the different things will be posted online. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. It was pretty clever. It's only a day old. It's only got about 118 downloads. So very clever usage, very easy to use. So I recommend it highly. It's called Instagrab.
Yeah, it's got lots of uses, I can see. All right. Well, the final plugin I've got is the one I briefly mentioned in last show, and this was the one dealing with those rich snippets. And this here is for those of you who like cooking or displaying cooking stuff, recipes in particular. This plugin here is called Easy Recipe, and its creator of this creator, I just realized the name. It's fits quite nicely with the plugin. I think it's from the Orgasmic Chef. So this plugin here Well, the reason I came across it is I have a client who puts out a weekly show into YouTube with cooking videos. And then he's got his website for cooking videos, and we put in recipes up. And the plugin we'd been using for recipes, turns out the author has decided to abandon it and left it lie. And we were looking at it and going, maybe we should look at replacing it. So we started looking around, and I discovered this plugin here and started playing with it and thought, okay, well, let's check it out. It looks like it'll be interesting. And after installing it, playing with it a bit, it takes a little minor learning curve, but well worth the effort, especially when you discover what the rich snippets can do for you. It makes it a little bit of work if you're going to convert over some old custom post types, because what it does is it uses just your regular post type for creating the post. Once the plugin's installed, it adds a new icon up top, a little dude in a chef's hat for you. And you put your initial content in the post, and then you click the dude with the icon, and up pops a window where you enter all of your recipe information. And it's got a lot of customizations you can set up in the settings for the recipe information. Once you enter it into that, it then saves it into your post as a rich snippet. Now, that's not the best part about this. Once you've saved this, you can then go to the post page of this plugin, and at the top of your admin bar, running across the top of the page, the annoying bar that most of us have gotten used to, I've sort of acclimatized myself to it. It's got a button there, or a new link there, it says Easy Recipe Format. You can live format this recipe on your page. In other words, if it's not fitting your layout or changes, or you want a new background to just the recipe area, or change the headlines in the recipe area, change the print function of it, change the print format, how it's going to look when it's printed for somebody if they hit the print button, all of those are done live right there. And then you save it. And it's done.
And that's on the admin end, right, of the formatting? Can the consumer or the end user format their own?
If you gave the end user administrative rights to your website, because they have to be logged in. You have to be logged in, and you get the admin bar across the top. You only get that when you're logged in.
Okay, but the end user can still do all the printing and all the rest.
Can do all the printing. What you're determining is how it's going to look when they print it.
I see. Okay.
You get to determine that. Now, there's also another great little feature is once that post is published, a new icon appears in your text area. And that icon is a Google icon. And when you click that Google icon, it takes you to Google Webmaster Tools Rich Snippet Testing Tool. So you can test the rich snippet of this and see how it's going to list in Google. And work on customizing it to enhance the SEO of that particular post. So that's just the tools so far. They're still working on this and adjusting it. It's not been downloaded a whole lot yet, 19,000 times. So hey, this plugin here, really with all the little tweaks, the SEO, everything, they pretty much hit the ball out of the park. This one here is definitely a 5 Dragon.
I noticed too that it has a ratings system, and you get to rate it based in the comments as well. If you made the particular dish and you liked it, you could give it a percentage of stars. Very nice.
Oh, it's got a lot of stuff we haven't even begun to use in it. We've just started converting over all his old recipes into this.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, I've seen sites like All Recipes and such, and they are very tough to compete with because they can do like metric conversions and all that on the side, and scale it up and down based on your servings that you want. But this is a damn good start. I like this.
This one's got a lot going for it, and for what we use it for, his show on YouTube is his main focus. The website is just for folks who see the show can come get the recipe from the show, is what it's for.
Cool. Well, John, this last one that I've got is something that's relatively new, only 100 downloads. It's called Category Sticky Posts. Want to venture a guess as to what it does?
Sticks your category to the top of the posts.
Ooh, almost. Well, we all know what sticky posts are, right? You mark things sticky, and they all end up bunched up together in the front page, and then before long, you got everything sticky and nothing that's not sticky or whatever. Well, this is a little different. Imagine now that we can pick one, that's right, I said just one post in your category to make it sticky for that category alone.
Oh, that's nice.
So meaning if I go into a specific category in the archive page and I want one particular post to be on the top of that archive page, this is what we'll do it.
Nice.
So you can have a different sticky post for every category on your site, but only one, and they will not interfere with anything in the homepage if you don't want them to. So you can... It's easily localized. It also does it in Google Translate, because that's one of the things that I had to do with it. It allows you to... It can be a post or a page, which is pretty cool. And it's got some pretty good styling that you can mess around with in the editor itself. So I can tell in the editor, okay, you make this my category, sticky post. So it did everything that I wanted it to. I had this coupon code site that I was working on, and I wanted to have the featured deal for each particular merchant. And then it ended up being my homepage was flooded with 30 posts that right. I couldn't, get to the new stuff. Anything I posted new ended up on page 3 of the site, which stunk. So this one solved it. It's one of these that's rather lazy. It's just a couple clicks, and then takes care of your layout in a whole new way. So I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
That's nice. And my brain's off. I see a few uses for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. So that's all I've got. You got any left there, Marcus?
No, just brought 3 to the table today, so we got a 6-pack going out the door. All but, geez, what do we have, 3 5s out of this?
Yeah,
so.
This is a pretty good batch this time.
Yeah, definitely. We may do a reunion show one of these days, John, where we just talk about nothing but 5s.
Well, we are at episode 85 now. 100's coming up pretty quick, so.
Maybe you should do the best of, like the top... The top, I don't think we could do 100 plugins.
Oh,
in
no.
Show.
No. To do that, we just have to read them off and keep going.
Well, we'll figure out something special. We got a couple months to figure that out.
All right, so that's all we've got. Just some reminders. Don't forget to go to iTunes and give us a rating. Check us out on blueberry.com if you want to use there. You got voa.com and stitcherradio.com. Stitcher.com. So you can check us out at Stitcher Radio, too.
Yeah, make sure you give us a thumbs up, because that's the only way that I've found so far that you can do a review.
Yeah.
So give us the thumb.
Give us the thumbs up. And future podcasts, well, the usual lazy plugins and nothing special coming up. So you can contact me. I've been doing some revamping of all of my links out there. My main website, johnoverall.com. Twitter, @AnconSue. Facebook, I've simplified it. You can get me at wppro.ca/Facebook.
Nice.
Nice and simple. And you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
Excellent. Well, you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. Facebook.com/MarcusCouch. And if you're interested in doing some joint venture stuff with me, marcuscouch@gmail.com.
And that's all we've got for you today. Stick around, though. I do have an interview from a plugin author that I'll be tacking on to the end of the show, and that's about 15 minutes long. It'll be coming up, after the closing credits here. All right, so you all have yourselves a good day, and take care. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Hey, John.
Hi, Richard. There we go. Okay, and this is an appendant to WP Plugins A to Z podcast, and I have with me on the line, I have Richard Lee, the creator of one of the plugins I reviewed back in episode 63. It's called Easy Automatic Newsletter, and I'd like to introduce you to Richard. Take it away, Richard.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be on your show. My name is Richard Lee, and my company is called Pillar Consulting Corporation, and we're both a New York and California company. And we do anything IT. Our tagline is the only tech support call you need to make. And it relates to both IT, like back office networking and Windows servers and Mac stuff as well. And then the other side is developing for the web, software, platform development, especially WordPress. And we do that for agencies as well as for our own clients, and to help attract more WordPress development, we decided to create a WordPress plugin. And we, since it was our very first plugin, our very first piece of software commercially, we wanted something that was both somewhat not too complicated and not too complex, so that supporting it would be in line with all the other support we were providing, and something that would be beneficial to people who are using WordPress to save time and to save money. And we felt that the newsletter was one of the most important things and aspects of having a business and marketing yourself and keeping in front of your customers periodically, not spammy like every single day, every single minute, but maybe every month. You can stay in touch with people with useful information. And to further save time, because we are a software engineering company, we thought that why not reuse the data from your blog to collect that, let's say if you set your time period as 1 month, collect that for the month and then send that out in your newsletter. So you didn't have to spend a few hours or many hours every month to develop your newsletter. You just set it up in 15 minutes. You continue blogging or tweeting. And your blogs and your tweets and your up to 20 tweets and your blog posts, as many as you can make in the period that you're choosing, let's say 1 month, would automatically be sent out as a newsletter every month to your subscribers. And our plugin includes a little widget so that you can add subscribers, or you can put it on your website and ask for an email address, and people can self-subscribe themselves. It's got opt-in features and all that. So that's currently on WordPress plugin directory, and it's currently at version 2.6.
Okay, so can you tell me what the – I didn't catch the full name of the plugin there.
Sure. The full name of the plugin is called the Easy Automatic Newsletter.
Okay.
And we just simply used the keywords that we felt were perfect to describe our newsletter to make it into the name of the newsletter itself.
Okay. And so when did you first launch this plugin?
I believe we launched it back in March or April of this year, less than about 6 months, probably approaching 6 months now. But it's definitely been less than a year.
Very nice. So you've done some nice development. I know that when I first reviewed it way back, it was in version 2.0. And what version have you got coming out next?
We have version 2.7 coming out. Mm-hmm. And with that 2.7, we're changing the name from Easy Automatic Newsletter to Easy Automatic Newsletter Lite, L-I-T-E. And that's because we want to distinguish it from a premium version, which would be a for-fee version that we're going to release in probably a month from now.
Okay.
So the free, So the free version, though, I feel is got a lot of features in there that we try to include to really make our product stand out from our competition. And in addition to that, we try to make sure that our documentation, our level of support, and our commitment to support by putting in a feedback form built into the plugin is as high level as possible, so that, you know, our users, even though they're free, they are nonetheless important to us.
Yeah.
We want them to know that we're there, even though we've developed this as a a freebie and somewhat of a promotional plugin. We want it to work for them, and we want them to know that if they do have trouble, they can reach out to us.
Well, one of the great things is all my listeners out there know, is that I never have a problem with freemium version plugins. And the only problem I've ever run into is when the guys running the freemium version hide the fact that they have a paid version until you get into it. So by putting light on it, that's a very good thing. I really like that. That's a nice idea. Now, I got a couple questions here. Now, I've actually been using the plugin on a couple of client sites, and I think most recently, about a month and a half ago, I put it on a client site, and she uses it semi-regularly. And I found that it worked pretty good for, you know, small list, medium-sized list. Can you tell me, how does it handle large lists? I haven't had a chance to put it up against a large list yet, say 1,500, 2,000 plus names.
I think it should handle it as well. The scaling up from a few hundred to a couple thousand, it really depends on the speed of your server. So if you're on a hosted web environment, it will it's going to use as much power as is available for the email to be sent out. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have a fast enough server, it just simply means that instead of it taking, let's say if you had 400 people on your list and it takes 10 minutes to send out all 400 emails, and then if all things being equal, you had maybe double that amount and it takes you more 20 minutes, then that scaling up of greater numbers of subscribers would equate to whatever the time it took for half that amount or a fraction of that amount times the multiples that you're sending out on. So if you have a large, let's say a more dedicated server, more processor speed and more RAM, and it'll probably operate a lot faster. We have had a user ask us somewhere in the world to add a throttle inside the software to control how quickly it sent things out because his server was particularly slow.
Right.
And it's a great idea. It's just that there's so many different types of servers, and to create one solution for one guy would be, I think it might exclude people. So we haven't really addressed that particular issue, but I have seen from various people who chime in through the feedback, whether just to leave a comment or to recommend the new version some features. Some of them had a large list, and they were simply asking for a better way of searching through the list as opposed to scrolling page by page.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great question. It's just something that we have not addressed fully yet, but we've also have been only going by feedback, and we didn't get any issues related to that.
I got another question for you on here, dealing with, in particular, you're sending out lists or sending out the emails going out. I don't think I myself haven't paid attention. Do you use the built-in cron or the fake cron that's built into WordPress, or do you have an alternative to be able to say tap into the proper cron job of the server?
Okay, that's a great question, John. Initially, with version 2.6 and all the versions prior, we were using the cron that's built into everyone's Linux control panel.
Right.
And though that is we found to be the most effective, it wasn't necessarily the easiest method, because when you're using WordPress and you get a plugin, you download it, you rarely, in a way, some people never touch FTP, they never go into the backside of their domain, so that introducing that concept was something of a bit of a challenge, and we knew going in that, like, okay, we're now asking people to do something a little extra. If all you did was add gas to your car and now we're asking you to change a spark plug, we're really going to have to support these people. So that was a really difficult choice to make in the beginning, but in order to release this sooner than later, we had to make a choice. And then shortly after that, I realized that, okay, let me introduce, and this is where 2.7 comes in, where we have actually a slide switch, which is a horizontal switch that is graphical, and it, you can choose WP-tron or C-paneltron.
Oh, okay.
Now, the WP-tron, there's a little caveat behind it, which is, It works, so you don't have to adjust your C-panel, and this just means that users from 2.6 and before have to remove the Tron that they have set up in their C-panel if they want to use the WP-Tron. But the important thing to know about WP-Tron is that even though it has it built in, it's not triggered by time.
No.
It's triggered by someone landing on your website at around the time when the newsletters set to go off.
Right.
So that works if you have a super busy website.
Yep.
But and you set up a time for it to deliver this newsletter when it's not, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, generally speaking, with, let's say, four time zones across North America.
Right.
So that would work only if you're a super busy traffic site or your admin yourself would go there at around that time and just hit refresh until the thing launches.
Yes.
So that's the only caveat, and that's the part of WP-Tron I don't like, is that it makes no sense. They make it seem like it's really easy. It's the panacea. But it's a solution, but then you have to do an extra step yourself. So if you really want it easy, where you don't have to do anything, I recommend the cPanel method. And the cPanel method isn't so hard. It's a new concept for a lot of people, but once you understand that this is a scheduler that's built in and you just enter this command in, and boom, it works.
Right. Yeah, that makes it quite easy. Now, I myself know how they all work, but I have clients that install their own plugins and don't have a clue. They don't even understand the FTP, which is pretty normal for a lot of folks that use WordPress, considering its massive user base.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, Richard, if you want, if you're willing to give us a little sneak peek of any special features that are coming out in your next version, if you want to give us a little preview of it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to tell you everything that we're going to be doing for 2.7. So currently we have that you can choose between WP-Tron and cPanelCon. In addition to cPanelCon, initially we had... I think we had wget as a command line to run inside your cron, and we noticed that from the feedback that some people, that didn't work for them. So we now include a PHP command, wget command, as well as a curl command.
Oh, beautiful.
And with instructions and within the screen itself to show you that, you know, with disclaimers that, you know, some commands work for each system, and it's just a matter of testing each one of those.
Right.
And we actually give you the direct, instead of just calling PHP, assuming that it's all through available throughout your environment, we actually put in the typical default location for PHP and wget so that you can just put in that command and not have to worry if your environment is going to see it wherever it's running from.
Nice.
So we added that. We added a lot more help inside the settings page so that you don't have to keep flipping back between getting started and the settings page. We also fixed the line break issue, which it wasn't translating your blog posts directly into the newsletter. It was basically not removing all the line breaks. I'm not sure why we fixed that thing. And then... another feature that we're adding, I thought we were going to put this as a wholly separate plugin, but I just decided, you know what, let's just throw this in. FYI, a lot of the features that we put into the plugin were just things that I needed for myself. In much the same way PHP evolved from the creator of PHP needed something for himself to do at work, I needed something for myself as a person who maintains various Facebook pages for people.
Right.
There are people who use Facebook, and then there are people who don't use Facebook, and they're just still on email. You have audiences in different silos.
Right.
Why not allow the people who are using your Facebook page, allow them to, through the Facebook API, through creating an app, you can plug that into our newsletter plugin, and it'll take a time frame of your timeline and throw that into your newsletter. Now, yes, I might make your newsletter a mile long from a few pages, but you're also capturing something that other plugins do, but I've never seen one that really plugs it into your newsletter plugin. So this way, your newsletter captures all of your, it captures your tweets, it captures your Facebook, you know, and in the 3.0 premium version, it'll capture other social media things, and then pull it all in one place and spit it out to your subscribers. So again, it saves you time, but you can continue those other activities and run your WordPress site and not feel like, oh, I got to do this, and this is separate from that. And in a way, it is separate, but we're just trying to unify one message through your newsletter that, yeah, you're active on Twitter and Facebook, but here it is for those of you who just don't look at it.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to some of those features of integrating the different social media. Give it a test run on my new site and with all of my new things I've been adding to my website in the last month. Okay, well, that's about all I have for you. Can you tell us how folks can get hold of you, where your website's located, and that way they can go talk to you if they need to?
Absolutely. My website is www.pillarsupport.com. So Pillar, because we stand for support, so it's a little redundant, but pillarsupport.com. And there's a contact form on there. If you go to the WordPress directory site and do a search on Easy Automatic Newsletter, my name there is called Pillar Dev, and you can contact me through there or through the plugin, and you can reach out and just check out the work that we do. We're commercial web developers as well, but we're really focusing on just making life easier through programming and maybe some marketing as well.
Excellent. Well, if you want, you guys can also head over to WP Plugins A to Z and go check out episode 63. Just do a search for it on the website, and you'll find the plugin third one down from the first one, and look into another future episode where I'll probably bring in another review of the latest version of the plugin. So that's all I've got here, and thanks everyone for listening to our show, and that's all we got. Take care. Bye-bye.